Thankfully, musicians and singers were still milling around, uncertain about what was going to happen next. The ghost had had the decency to be chased and killed during the interval. In theory, that meant there was no reason why there shouldn't be a third act, as soon as Herr Troublemacher had scoured the nearby pubs and dragged the orchestra back. The show must go on. Yes, she thought, it has to go on. It's like the build-up to a thunderstorm. No, it's more like making love. Yes, that was a far more oggish metaphor. You put everything you've got into it, so sooner or later there's a point where it's got to go on, because you can't imagine stopping. The stage manager could dock a couple of dollars from their wages and they'd still go on, and everyone knew it, and they would still go on. She reached a ladder and climbed slowly into the flies. She hadn't been certain. She needed to be certain now. The fly loft was empty. She walked carefully along the catwalk until she was over the auditorium. The buzz of the audience came through the ceiling beneath her, slightly muffled. Light shone up at the point where the thick cable for the chandelier disappeared into the hole. She stepped out over the creaking trapdoor and peered down. Terrific heat almost frizzled her hair. A few yards below her, hundreds of candles were burning.
"Dreadful if that lot fell down," she said quietly. "I expect this place to go up like a haystack."
She let her gaze travel up and up the cable to the point at just about waist height where it was half cut through. You'd never see it if you weren't expecting to find it. Then her gaze dropped again and moved across the gloomy, dusty floor until it found something half hidden in the dust. Behind her, a shadow among the shadows rose to its feet, balanced itself carefully and started to run.
"I knows about policemen," said Granny. "They've got big helmets and big feet, and you can see 'em a mile off. There's a couple lurching around backstage. Anyone can see their policeman. You don't look like one."
She turned the badge over and over in her hands.
"I ain't happy with the idea of secret policemen," she said. "Why do you need secret policemen?"
"Because," said Andre, "sometimes you have secret criminals." Granny almost smiled.
"That's a fact," she said.
She peered at the small engraving on the back of the badge.
"Says here, Cable Street Particulars."
"There aren't many of us," said Andre. "We've only just started. Commander Vimes said that since we can't do anything about the Thieves Guild and the Assassins Guild, we'd better look for other crimes, hidden crimes, that need watchmen with different skills. And I can play the piano quite well."
"What kind of skills have that troll and that dwarf got?" said Granny. "Seems to me the only thing they're really good at is standing around looking obvious and stupid." "Ah, yes."
"Right. And they didn't even need much training," said Andre. "Commander Vimes says that they're the most obvious policemen anyone could think of. Incidentally, Corporal Nobbs has got some papers to prove he's a human being."
"Forged?"
"I don't think so." Granny Weatherwax put her head on one side.
"If your house was on fire, what's the first thing you'd take out of it?"
"Oh, Granny,"
Agnes began.
"Hmm.
Who set fire to it?" said Andre.
"You're a policeman, right enough."
Granny handed him his badge.
"You come to arrest poor Walter?"
she said. "I know he didn't murder Dr. Undershaft. I was watching him. He was trying to unblock the privies all afternoon."
"I've had proof that Walter isn't the ghost," said Agnes.
"I was almost sure it was Sal Zeller," said Andre. "I know he creeps off to the cellars sometimes, and I'm sure he's stealing money. But the ghost has been seen when Sal Zeller is perfectly visible. So now I think..."
Think, said Granny. "Someone thinking around here at last? How do you recognise the ghost, Mr. Policeman?"
"Well, he's got a mask on."
"Really? Now, say it again and listen to what you say. Good grief, you can recognise him because he's got a mask on? You recognise him because you don't know who he is? Life isn't neat. Whoever said there's only one ghost?"